Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddison. In this episode, we sit down with Natalie Stovall. Always enjoy having her in studio. She is the host of The Southern Weekend, a brand new show on Circle, our television home. We'll chat about that. We'll chat about The Voice. We'll chat about getting to play fiddle with Charlie Daniels as well. All that and more coming up on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Natalie Stovall.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
So there's a reason if you hear a knock at the door. And she says, can we come in and look around? It's because she's got a new television show and she's taping for it. And she's got music and she is a fiddle playing, singing force. She is Natalie Stovall and a guest on Coffee, Country, and Cody from 650 AM WSM, WSMonline.com, our app download. And you're watching on Circle, which is your new television home, lady.
I know.
And you said you were having the time of your life in one of your social media posts I saw yesterday.
I am. It's a whole new adventure and it's a challenge, but in the best way possible.
Well, how did it come about? Because you're a part of the Circle family, as are we. We start the mornings from 7 to 10 o'clock Central here on Circle and WSM Radio.
Yes, I got a call to come in and read for an audition, and I heard that it was a new show about Nashville, which I love, and grew up here, and I had a lot to say about how much I love Nashville, and I think that helped along with getting the hosting job.
So if you're looking this up, The Southern Weekend. The Southern Weekend,
yes,
is the name of the show, and first episode is Nashville. But
yes,
you eventually will take us a lot of different places in the South?
I am focused mostly on all the places in Nashville. So I stay very Nashville-centric. And then there's a co-host, Molly McKinney, who is taking everybody in all kinds of locations all around the South.
Because Charlie and I were talking, you know, Rhode Island has a South. There's Southern Rhode Island. There's Southern Arizona.
Everyone does have a South.
There's,
yes,
South Texas.
Let's not forget Southern California.
How Southern this is really going to be.
Well, you never know where we're going to end up, but, you know.
What is the Southern Rhode Island equivalent of barbecue?
It's
one of those Southern staples you find. Different kinds of barbecue. Yeah, the meat or the sauce or whatever it is.
Clam cakes would be the equivalent.
But you can't beat a good clam cake. That's for sure.
And coffee milk. Yes.
Yeah. And coffee milk. That was something I was introduced to in my visits to Rhode Island. So, Joe Smith, you girlfriends over there have a history.
Oh, we do have a history. We are part of the Next Women of Country. She's my sister.
Yes.
Yes.
Class of 2017, 18?
I think I'm 18. I was actually thinking about it. I'm confused about what class I'm in.
I'm 14.
14. She was one of the originals.
I went way back, yeah.
Wow.
So, Natalie, who do you remember in your class?
I think Kelsey Ballerini was in that class. Lindsay L. was maybe the year before. Kelly Bannon, my girl.
Oh, yeah.
My girl, Kelly Bannon. Cassidy Pope, yeah. It's funny. That was a few years ago. Yeah. And we're all still doing it. We're all still out on the road.
And
yeah,
Joe,
great.
You were dropping names the other day, too. McBride was one.
Ashley McBride was in my class. Kaylee Shore. They were both on the Nashville New Year's Eve performance.
Keith
Urban's amazing. Hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got
it's
more
an amazing
with Natalie and Joe, a girl named Joe Smith, a part of Coffee Country, and Cody, and Natalie Stovall is here, the host of The Southern Weekend on Circle Television, which is our TV home. And everything related to what we do on WSM Radio is either at WSMonline.com. And if you want to know where the affiliate is in your market area, go to our station website at WSMonline.com. Type in the zip code and it'll tell you where Circle is available in your market. Otherwise, it's all things Circle at Circle All Access.
And post New Year's Eve, the eternal question, wine or whiskey? We'll answer that in 3 minutes.
I know your answer, mister. I've seen you in action.
Oh, it's easy. Yes.
Remember that? Yeah.
Smile and call me baby, thinking we're hell bent on crazy. Are you gonna take me?
wine or whiskey? Natalie Stovall. Charlie Mattos, answer please.
I might even go scotch and bourbon, but it doesn't. Oh. The alliteration doesn't work quite
well. Thank you,
well,
George Thorogood.
But definitely.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
Yeah, definitely whiskey would be the option.
Charlie Mattos and the Destroyers tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. It's Coffee Country and Cody. And, you know, Blake had this great line about this Sprite and vodka combination he calls the Blake Arena.
Yes.
And it's on the menu at Ole Red when you visit Ole Red at any of the locations, where it's Tishomingo, Oklahoma, the first one, here in Nashville.
Yes.
Now in Gatlinburg, coming to Orlando next. And Blake said, listen, I have two or three of those before I go on, and I don't know how y'all think I sound, but I think I sound great. You should hear me in these monitors. I sound so great. And as artists, you can relate to me.
No, not at all. What are you talking about?
We got more with Natalie Stovall and The Southern Weekend, her new television show on Circle.
Against my will, at least I know she's lying still.
Girl, where did you learn to deliver those vocals like that? Natalie Stovall, if you just joined us.
Opryland Theme Park and the Kids Club Show. That's where it all started.
I hope Jan Jan is listening. Our mutual friend, Janet Ivy. Those of you in Nashville who watch public television would know a show, a kids show. It's called Janet's Planet.
Yes.
And but she has worked with so many kids in this community.
She's inspired us all. I mean, I think the Opryland Kids Club was kind of the original Janet's Planet. That was pre-Janet's Planet. And then, you know, she went into you know, where we all know her from now.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to sound like themselves, but you also love it when people compare you to people that you also love.
Oh, yeah.
Who are the comparisons, or who was that person? Or maybe there were a couple of ladies growing up that you went, oh, that's who I want to be.
For me, it was Reba, Shania. Also, Steven Tyler. I spent a long time trying to imitate his vocals growing up. And then I loved all of the big singers, the Mariah Careys and the Whitney Houstons, like you were talking about earlier, of the world. But yeah.
So I have to ask you, Linda Ronstadt in there anywhere?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's your favorite Linda Ronstadt song?
I don't know.
I know there's so many great ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, she's just such an entertainer. Like, I could just listen to her sing all day.
Yeah, it was unreal. Have you seen the documentary?
I haven't yet, and I've heard so much about it. I've had a lot of friends that have gone to see it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I watched it last night. It was like the premiere on CNN. It's coming back on Saturday as well at 9 p.m. Eastern, so you can catch it then if you're staying in on Saturday night.
But it was pretty tragic.
Yeah, but you know what? We were talking about this earlier. She's handling it with just such, she's so even keel, and she's so, you know, with just such equanimity. It's like she's so strong.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And one of the things I loved was Emmy Lou is on there. And Emmy Lou, you can tell she's very emotional about Linda. And they were really close. And Linda was sort of this rock for her earlier in their careers and lives. And I loved the female camaraderie aspect of her and Emmy Lou and Bonnie Raitt and Dolly Parton. And it's really cool because you and I are part of this girl thing.
Yeah.
And I really related to that.
Well, it's important to have that influence in your life of someone that really truly understands what you're going through, because life on the road is a very different animal.
And it's very different for women than it is for men.
It is.
Very.
It is very.
I didn't realize how very until I got to Nashville.
Yes.
I go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You used a good word there, Auburn University, equanimity.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that.
Yeah, that's one of the first things I noticed. Is
that's
going to
be my vocabulary.
Well, I was thinking about it last night. Like, how am I going to describe this? Because she's just tough. This girl is tough.
Yeah.
You know, and Vince Gill was in there yesterday, and it's like, as artists, we're pretty, you know, here's another word, mercurial. You know, we're up, we're down, we're all over the place.
But I'm glad you defined that. I didn't know that word.
Well, that's when she got to Vanderbilt.
Okay, there we go.
Mercurial.
I went to music college. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to talk about that when we come back. Natalie Stovall, she is the host of the Southern Weekend on Circle, where you see Coffee Country and Cody Mornings. Country plays here, and she plays here on the Southern Weekend tonight and Thursdays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Let us know, in addition to where you're listening, where you're watching us on Circle Television. Just Bill at WSMonline.com. Hi to Phil in Fort Wayne in Indiana checking in this morning. And in studio, Natalie Stovall. Hey, y'all, she's from here. It's a rare and endangered species, but we will talk about that. Kind of by way of Boston, and that's an interesting part of her story and her new show on Circle Thursdays, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Natalie Stovall and the Southern Weekend. Here's Natalie and Mason Jar on WSM.
You're kind of good at loving, bootleg, hard to find. You're my little white lightning, smuggle you crossing county lines. You're my best kept secret, you're my hidden stash. And no, I'm sharing love, you buzz, it hits me faster, 100 proof. Sip you from a mason jar.
And she looks so well-behaved when you just see pictures of her. Visit with her in studio, Natalie Stovall and Mason Jar on 650 AM WSM. And a part of the Circle Television family as Joe Smith and I are in Coffee Country and Cody. Charlie Mattis, our producer. Eric Markham is back there taking care of things and keeping us on track. And at Circle All Access, that's how you find out more about Circle Television. WSMonline.com. Type in your zip code. It'll tell you the affiliate in your market area where you can watch us. In addition to listening to us all over the world, like our friend Diane Pugh in the United Kingdom. Natalie hosts the Southern Weekend Thursdays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time. And for people who may have missed it, your first episode tonight will feature
Betty Boots with Walker County and the Ernest Tubb Record Shop.
Ernest Tubb, who used to famously say, "Be better to your neighbors, and you'll have better neighbors." Doggone ya.
You mean chubby?
Yeah. You remember he used to flip his guitar over and have thanks on the back. You remember that? That was one of the famous Ernest Tubb moves. And little Jimmy Dickens would do that thing with his guitar. We'd flip it and catch it. And
they have the big statue in the record shop of him with the guitar saying thanks. It's a big
statue. I never knew him. Oddly enough, I was here visiting Nashville the day of his funeral. It's one of my life memories.
Wow.
And Two Rivers Baptist Church across the street from our studio. And I just famously remember that. And visiting the Ernest Tubb Record Shop for the very first time, which had its rich, rich history along with WSM and the Opry. That was a midnight jamboree, which is still on the air.
Wow.
So tell me, we were talking about Boston earlier. And I saw some posts with your sweet husband.
Yeah.
And that's where you fell in love. And I forgot the connection was Berklee, the Berklee School of Music.
Yes, we met at school. We both went to music college. He's from Seattle. He's a drummer. And then I, you know, grew up here and knew that I wanted to be in Nashville for the rest of my life doing music. So I needed an adventure. And Boston was the place with Berklee College of Music.
Bomb. I'm in love with a drummer from Seattle.
Actually, what happened was I called my parents by James's little instigation saying, "Hey, y'all, I put a band together. Can they come home and live at the house so we can play all over Nashville?" And my parents actually said, "Sure." And so for two summers, I'd bring all these boys home from Boston, from all over the country. And I didn't even know what I was doing. I'd book us shows all over Nashville and Columbia and Lewisburg and Mount Pleasant. And we stayed busy. Hallelujah.
I love that. I've always really respected you for that, by the way.
Thank
That's
you.
One of my favorite things about Natalie Stovall is the fact that the girl works and she works on the road. Watching that Linda Ronstadt documentary, I made the comment to my boyfriend. I was like, you know, not many women work on the road. It's hard.
Yeah.
And then I told him, I said, we've got a girl coming in tomorrow to the show, Natalie Stovall, and she knows how to work. It's not easy.
It's not easy, but when you love it more than anything else, you'll find a way to stay on the road and get there and keep working.
Yes. And you know, the pioneer women of this industry weren't so lucky in that it paid so well in those days like it does now when you're at a superstar status. I'm talking about Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't take their kids and families on the road.
No.
So they were raised by next door neighbors and next of kin who lived here.
Right.
And now they live a life of luxury on the road with their husbands and or wives, depending on the case.
Sure.
And the kids travel a lot. They get that opportunity. Now, once they get to school age, I guess it gets complicated, huh?
Yeah, you would think. It's I saw a post by that Maren Morris put up because, you know, she's going to have a baby. And she was like, you can have it all these days, and I'm about to have it all. So it's going to be fun to watch her journey as a new mom on the road.
And her bass player, Annie Clemens, who's a Berkeley alum of mine, she's also pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, they were doing the belly bump together the other day on social media.
Yes, that's what I saw.
So did Cam have her baby over the holidays?
She did.
Okay.
She did.
All right.
We were all late to the party with that one. I didn't even know she was pregnant. I'd seen her a few times, and she hid that well.
And I saw a picture of the baby. I know. And I saw a picture of the baby, too, and it's wearing a little, Cam's signature color is yellow.
Yes.
And the little baby has a little yellow, like, little knot.
Little yellow.
Little top knot.
Yeah,
so
I always call her the Miss Opry Sunshine when she walks out of the
office. That is perfect, Bill.
She's always wearing yellow, and she just lights the room, when she walks out.
That is perfect.
And the spots hit her. So what neighborhood you grew up in town?
I grew up in Columbia.
Okay.
So I was an hour south, and bless my parents for driving me every day to Nashville for fiddle lessons or voice lessons or working at Opryland. So I was just back and forth. They're still in the house I grew up in Columbia.
Did you ever have to sing at Mule Days?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I know people will ask me if I was ever in the Mule Day pageant, and I never competed. I was the entertainment.
There we go.
At 10 years old, I was out there playing a fiddle while the girls are getting changed in the back.
And recently, you and Charlie Daniels shared the stage together.
Yes.
You got to play the fiddle on The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That was one of the coolest moments of my life, to be asked by Charlie to play Devil with him.
And I got to be there and watch that.
So thing. Cool.
Hey, we got a better minute here before we wrap up. Natalie Stovall and the Southern Weekend on Circle Television tonight, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30. That's Central Time. And, of course, every Thursday. Tonight, preview what people are going to see and some upcoming shows.
Tonight, we're going to be with Betty Boots doing some boot shopping with Walker County and Ernest Tubb Record Shop. And I've learned how to make goo-goos on the show. I learned how to make goo-goo clusters. I do a little bit of axe throwing. I mean, we're all over the place. Santa's Pub, karaoke.
You got to watch these Next Women of Country, which for those of you watching on Circle, you'll see them pop up here on television in a moment. The great history they share. And that is quite a sorority, the Next Women of Country. And two of them in studio on Coffee Country and Cody. Natalie, thank you for getting up early and coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee Country and Cody podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.